Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than the end of life as we know it. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. That's Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Glad to hear it.
Yes. And Pip Elix is on the phone. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Liar. You're not good. You're better than good. You're tremendous. Don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
On the show, a great debate of absurdity deciding who is more likely to achieve global domination, zombies or aliens from outer space.
Right.
Another great debate of absurdity involving You've Lost Mail and Russian sympathizer Agent Orange. I need coffee, and it doesn't go so well, so I have a caffeine-deprived You Stink. And Yahoo is hacked, and what you need to know about it, because we provide information to you.
We keep you informed.
Or something like that.
Yes.
So, Joe, as you know, comedy clubs, often not well lit.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to see the audience.
Yes.
I and other comics talk to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes a lot more challenging if you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the lighting is weird, so your eyes kind of play tricks on you because you're going from like a lit area to a dark area.
Yeah, plus you can only see maybe two rows back, if that, some nights.
Yeah.
Especially with the stage lights hitting you, you really are limited at what you could see from the stage.
Yes. So I am working last week in New York City at a place called The Grizzly Pear. And so it's poorly lit about two rows back on the right against the wall is a couple from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
They're not African Americans, they're Jamaicans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they're American. But whatever. So they are dark skinned. So I am talking to them. He is thinner and they're sitting up against the wall. He is thinner, she is a little heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So I am talking to them, having a great time talking to them. Then I go on my act, do some jokes, talk to other people, the audience, and I come back to this couple. But I don't see the girl. I go, well, where'd your girl go, dude? And then she leans forward. So she was there.
But that's an honest mistake.
It is, but it seems like I'm a racist jerk. and then the whole audience is going, like, oh, I'm like, stop it. Stop it. Don't do that. Because in my head, because the response is, well, you know, before you were, this is going to sound awful, but this is just the reality. Before you were smiling, and now you're not. But you can't say that because it just sounds more racist.
You just tickled yourself deeper.
Yeah, so I didn't say that. I didn't say
that. Oh my
God. But
that
was my first thought. I was like, this isn't my fault. They're just very dark skinned people, and this is poorly lit.
Oh my God.
But I'm not doing it to be a jerk. Like, I'm not doing that to get a laugh.
Yeah, I know. Like, we understand that here. But when you're in front of
75
strangers who'd only known you for 3 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. So now they're like, ooh. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. That's not what I meant. And I beat a hasty retreat.
But the funny thing is, how far into your act were you?
I was only doing a 10-minute set. It's the city.
So how far were you?
It was like 8.
All right. But sometimes they could see how you operate. And sometimes
I operate like a jerk.
I know. But so you just, you know, you just solidified for 8 minutes you're a jerk.
Yes.
You made an honest mistake. They've just seen you be a jerk for 8 minutes. Buddy boy, there ain't no going back.
Well, there was.
You're stuck.
There was.
Ah, really?
I did what only somebody in my position could do. With
you ran.
No. There was people from Germany there.
No.
So I backtracked and made fun of my people. The Jews.
Right.
I got everybody on board making fun of
us. It's okay with us.
Yes. Yeah. So I escaped that, but I felt terrible. I felt terrible about that. Another time, you'll remember this place, Joe. A place called the Spaghetti Warehouse.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All the big places. In Philly.
Oh, you did that place?
Yeah, I did it a lot.
All right. I didn't mean
to brag. Yeah. In Philadelphia. And I'm doing my thing. And I'm talking to this woman, and she's a bigger woman, as I recall, with short hair, you know, like a guy would have, or so I thought.
Right.
And I said, sir, and that was wrong.
Sir!
A apparently women don't like to be called sir.
Not at all, no.
If I'm Donald Trump, I'm just making points. If it's me, I'm a jerk.
If you're a Trump, you'll go into a 10-minute display of why you thought he was a sir.
Yes, I doubled down.
Double down.
I'm like, turn back. I went, well, it's the lighting. It's always the lighting.
You better get a lighting director when you go on a road.
I really do need
You need to bring a lighting director with you.
I need something.
Yeah.
Or a flashlight.
Yeah.
Have you ever said anything where you felt like you stepped in it?
Absolutely. Well, not stepped in it, but I felt bad. I was doing a show at one of my home clubs, and there was a guy at table one, and I go, "Hey, how's it going, buddy? Blah, blah, blah." I go, "It's a nice shirt." I go, "Do they make that for men?" And the whole room started laughing. And, you know, in the moment, it was funny. Where we were in the moment was funny. Now, the problem was the table next to him wouldn't let it go the whole show. And these were people that this guy did not know. So during the whole show, they're still busting his shoes on that. After the show, and I felt awful because that joke was just the one thing, just to bust the guy's shoes for 1 second. We move on. We all laugh. I felt so awful that they didn't let it go. I went up to the guy, and I don't apologize, but I went up to him. Shut up. But that night, I went up to him, and I go, "I am so sorry." I go, "That was just a 1 second joke. If
I
knew."
It's a little different, though.
But still.
You felt bad.
I felt bad.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well,
but you didn't mean to stick the hyenas on him.
No. I think it's a little different, but I do get where you felt bad. I asked some comic friends if they ever did it. Thank goodness we're not alone.
Oh, no. It happens all the time.
Kevin Israel, who's been on the show quite a bit, he said after interacting with an African-American family at a show, he said to the crowd, "I really like you people." The father said, "What do you mean, you people?" He didn't realize that Kevin was addressing the whole audience.
Yes.
But, of course, that guy made everything awkward.
Yeah.
Because we're uncomfortable with race.
Yeah.
Kevin Lee.
Oops.
What?
I said oops.
Yeah. Kevin Lee, he says he was teasing a guy, giving him a crap his whole set, because the guy was wearing sunglasses. You've seen that. You do a show.
They're wearing
sunglasses at night like they're Corey Hart.
Yeah.
It just sticks out. It's like, what are you, too cool? Or something, what type of crap are you doing? So, and Kevin thought he was trying to be cool. And, of course, the club is dark. But then the audience saw him come in, and the guy was wearing had a cane with him because he was blind.
Oh, brother.
Oh, no! Oh, God.
So he's busting this guy's chops for wearing shades, and he needs to wear shades because he's blind.
Yeah. I had one instance where I was working in a room where there was a mentally handicapped young lady sitting in a wheelchair, and she was there, you know, with the family and stuff like that. So during the whole show, you heard, and that was her laughing and responding and have a good time. Because I saw her there, I knew that and didn't address it, but if God forbid I didn't see her and I made a crack, I would have been run out of town in a rail.
Funny you bring that up.
Uh-oh.
David Harris, who's been on our show.
Right.
He had a story. He was at the Looney Bin in Staten Island, and he was following Christy Stefano,
mm-hmm.
Who had just crushed. So David opens with a, quote, retard joke. That's his word, not mine, which gets a chorus of groans. One woman actually yelled out, "Wrong room!" To which David responded with 7 minutes, he said, of the most unfunny, profane things that he could think of. Like, he just wanted to punish her. He wanted to punish her. Like, how dare you, wrong room? He walked 10 people. After the set, the wrong room lady comes up and says, "I actually like the joke, but there's at least 6 couples in here that have kids with Down syndrome."
Oh, no.
And David felt terrible.
Oh.
And David's wife, Heather, goes on afterwards and go, "Wasn't that last guy a real A?" All right, when we come back, great debates of absurdity. We're back. You're listening to Davin Zen. Thank you for hanging out. Well, Joe and Pip, it is debate season.
Yes.
We had this week the kickoff of the real important debates, which we'll talk about shortly. We had Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. But I think there are more pressing issues that we need to worry about. Like, who would win if we got, well, what would have a better chance of conquering the world? Zombies or aliens from outer space? I think this is an important issue.
It most certainly is. This is very crucial to the survival of humankind.
That's really what I care about.
That's right.
I want you all to live.
That's right.
All, because without you...
You'd do this by yourself.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it any better.
Funny.
So Pip will be arguing that zombies will do better.
Right.
Joe will be arguing that aliens from outer space will do better. But first, this to get you primed up.
Our country has seen great debates in history. Lincoln Douglas, 1858. Nixon Kennedy, 1960. Bush Clinton and Perot in 1992. But that all stops now. Welcome to...
Are you there?
Holy crap. Yes, now I got to start it over. I was told, if you were here, you would hear me, stupid. I'm playing a bumper. Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not pleased.
I'm playing the bumper. And Joe, give us extra time.
All right.
Because I'll let you know when you could talk again.
All right.
She's pissed off at me. I can't hear you. I thought I announced. Why is nobody talking to me? It's all dark. Did they go? I think my friends left me. Stink, pet a cat and hold on. We'll get back to you.
Take two.
Yeah.
Our country has seen great debates in history. Lincoln Douglas, 1858. Nixon Kennedy, 1960. Bush Clinton and Perot in 1992. But that all stops now. Welcome to Davin's Den's Great Debates in Absurdity.
I think they played that music last night, too. All right, Great Debates of Absurdity. Pip Helix representing the zombies. Joe representing the aliens from outer space. Joe, since you're representing a guest from another world, you're the visiting team. You go first with your opening statement.
My opening statement is this. I do believe that aliens from space will do better conquering the world because zombies, frankly, they're dead. And their only goal is to eat flesh. Aliens are of a higher intelligence than mankind and that are alive, albeit not dead, to even get here. And they will be better upsetting an infrastructure and strategy and simply know how to run, how to run from and destroy a zombie and take over the world, which is all key components of global domination.
Very succinct. Pip, your opening statement for the zombies.
Zombies would run the world very efficiently. Well, run is perhaps the wrong word. Stumble is more like it. They don't need much, just a little brains for breakfast, and they're ready to take on the day. They don't worry about much, what to wear, where to live, who's winning a debate. They're bohemians. They take each day as it comes. No plans, nothing to bog them down. They can take over the world just by being themselves.
Oh. So, certain honesty to that, Joe. No?
No.
Pip, Joe's aliens are quite fond of the anal probe. Humans are terrified of it.
Oh, well, who is it?
You.
Look who you're asking.
I think I just converted Pip.
Yeah.
What?
Remember who you're talking to.
Yes, I must. So, aliens are pro-anal probe. Humans, not so much. Kind of terrified of it. Pip, I ask you, what do the zombies offer that is more terrifying than an anal probe?
Well, I think a craniotomy. Just like biting in to a head and sucking all of those brain juices out. I think that's a little bit more frightening than an anal probe.
Joe, do you have a response?
Yes. After you do that, once you do have these craniotomies, where do you go from there? Is there any structure to a zombie? Is there any semblance of taking over the world or plan in world domination?
Well, there's not a plan. That's the whole beauty of the thing. There's no stress. There's no struggling. It's just stumble along and eat whatever you come across.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with eating the brain versus the anal probe. Pip's argument. Here's my problem with Pip's argument. Once you eat that brain, you're not really feeling anything.
Mm.
You get that anal probe, you got to tell your cousins, and they might not believe you. So you have the discomfort and the embarrassment. That's just my take on it. You know, the people can decide for themselves. But I think the anal probe, a little more terrifying than having your brains eaten.
Mm.
There isn't much embarrassment to having your brain eaten because you don't sense embarrassment anymore. That's a good point.
Exactly.
Having to explain to people, things going up your butt or having problems with your butt. No, there's embarrassment. Trust me.
I think she's making your argument. All right. Joe, if we can learn anything from movies, it's that, yes, the aliens will have some major victories, but eventually the United States will save the world.
Well, that depends.
Well,
okay.
How can you ensure that the United States won't save humanity?
Well, first of all, we'll get rid of Bruce Willis.
All we need is a black president. Usually an African-American president.
Well, basically the aliens will be smart enough to know they have to go through after Bruce Willis, Will Smith.
Well, they're going to take our A-list celebrities.
They're going to take the A-list celebrities that represented beating the aliens.
Pip, do you agree that just taking out the celebrities, you know, I would think you have a counterpoint.
Well, there's absolutely no reason for a zombie apocalypse to take out the celebrities because everybody is on a completely even keel in the zombie apocalypse. Everybody's just as tasty as the next guy.
But my whole thing is this, on the whole, going back to the first argument, is basically eating the brain and then you move on. But it seems to me that the zombies are not of an intelligent species because, number one, they're dead. Number two, they don't seem to possess the qualities in something to take over world domination. Where you're discussing aliens, an alien that's a far superior race that has developed the skills to come from far in the universe, to come to a world that is greatly antiquated to where they are. I feel that the aliens will possess the skills to take world domination over a lot quicker than zombies ever could.
Pip, that's a great point that that Joe brings up for the aliens. They do have technology on their side. What advantage would zombies have against humanity?
Well, see, technology is only as good as your power source. Those zombies, they don't need any power sources. They just run. They just keep going forever. So you can only have as much success as you have power. And zombies, well, they'll just go forever.
Well, no, because they haven't won yet.
No.
But, Joe, aliens often are susceptible to human viruses. We've learned that, too, from movies and books. Well, won't the aliens eventually succumb to some virus that our doctors come up with?
No, because they seem to always recreate themselves, find the virus, and learn to spawn and keep going from that virus.
Yes, but never to the same effects as the original. Always a drop-off. And eventually they still lose until everybody loses interest.
Sometimes not true, even though the second part of the sequel is always the best to me. Aliens 2. Rules.
Again, they still lost.
You're not sticking to the. It was a great move. How cool! But no, it's no.
Aliens was better than Alien.
Yes,
but
yes.
That's the one time it worked. And the other time, not so much.
But that scene on all Alien
Independence Day 2. Yeah,
but they always come back. Zombies still might be here, but aliens always come back. They don't give up.
Pip, are zombies stupid? Hold on, we moved on.
Ways that they couldn't possibly understand. I mean, there was the one Alien movie where all they needed to do was be doused by a glass of water, and it was all over for them. They're literally in an alien world, and they have all kinds of biological and environmental issues that might get them. Every time, you know, the Star Trek away team got onto the ground, something got one of the guys in the red shirt. It's got to be the same thing for the aliens.
But they always find a way to move on.
Pip, are zombies stupid?
Well, you know, I don't think that they're stupid as much as they're just running on the same plane as people who, say, like to watch Larry the Cable Guy.
Pip, zombies eat brains, as we've discussed. Haven't recent events showed us that most humans don't have brains, so therefore, won't the zombies starve?
No, it's not that they don't have brains. It's that they refuse to use them. So that way they're nice and fatty, which makes them and delicious.
So humans are actually making a better buffet for zombies by not using their gray matter.
It's sort of like plumping up a veal. You don't let them move out of the box. It's like plump up your brain by just sitting there and watching television 24 hours a day.
Or listening
Delicious
to the radio.
Brains.
Huh. Pip, what is the one attribute that aliens possess that you wish zombies possessed?
I think it's the death ray. That would be awesome. So just to be able to like walk along, stumble along rather, take the death ray, cook up a couple of brains, you know, because raw, you know, gets tired. You can only eat so much sushi before you want some bacon.
Joe, what's the one attribute that zombies possess that you wish aliens possessed?
The will to keep going.
The will to keep going? The stick-to-itiveness?
Yeah, the stick-to-itiveness.
Right,
aliens sometimes will retreat and come up with an alternative plan.
Well, they know there's another sequel.
Yes, right. Aliens will retreat. You won't see them for a little bit. Zombies will keep going. You don't know. Aliens, you get an idea when they're coming. If you see a star or you see, you know,
star.
Or like the light glows or something like that, you know aliens might be coming. Zombies, you don't know when they're going to crop up.
I disagree. Usually we know zombies are coming because we see it on the news and they're running rampant in the streets. And then it's just a matter of whether we can get that last copter out to the safe zone.
Yes, Mr. President.
Like the last copter out of Vietnam. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Joe, can't we stop aliens just by building a wall?
Certain ones. Certain ones.
I don't know if walls stop zombies. So isn't that advantage zombie?
Well, they'll stop ones from Tijuana, not from Mars.
Joe, who would pay for this wall? What planet would they be from?
It would be whatever host planet they're sending down. It would be Mars, Jupiter, could be Saturn. They're good with rings and putting stuff around their place.
So they're going to invade. They're going to invade, but then they're going to decide, you know what? We don't want to kill them.
They're great with that. Look, they build rings. They'll build rings around the country. It's going to be great.
Pip, do you think a wall will keep out the aliens?
No, actually, I think that some of them are rather boingy, and they can hop right over them.
Boingy?
Boingy? They're not a Tigger.
Okay. Sorry, different planet alien. Well, you know, I think that they probably, since they can come up with, like, ships that can fly intergalactically, I think they can figure out how to get over a wall.
I hope not. Pip, closing statement.
Zombies are the perfect killing machines. They don't have plans. They don't have stress. They will just be able to dominate by being the ones who just keep coming at it. Just keep the long game. Zombies have the long game because they don't have to worry about anything. They don't worry. They just bite.
They don't worry.
Zombies have the long game.
Joe, closing statement.
In closing, I stated that aliens do have superior intelligence and technology. Also, aliens can take human form and infiltrate a population and look inconspicuous, thus take over by numbers. Zombies simply can't do this.
All right. Well, let's just hope the apocalypse comes soon and we get a resolution to this. You're listening to Davin's Den. As the apocalypse comes, we'll talk about Trump-Hillary. Don't go anywhere. Davin's Den, you're hanging out with us. You should feel privileged.
I know.
What, no? Too much?
Too much?
Too much. So there was a presidential debate this week. Not as riveting or as equal important.
And the stakes were not as high.
That's what I'm saying.
That's correct, yes.
I feel like Pip and Joe should have gotten the type of attention
these
two clowns, Hillary and Trump, got. But alas, talent does not always rise to the top. Sometimes you just put on a bunch of horse crap because it's easy.
Yeah.
Because it's easy.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, for my money, I'll take something interesting like Joe and Pip. But
yes.
nobody asked me. So you got the drivel you expected from Donald and Hillary.
It's Comedy Monday on NBC.
At least I had a nice lead-in with Kevin James. All right, so let's get into it. Let's talk about it. I watched it. I was riveted. You know, I didn't watch this like it was a debate. I watched it like it was WrestleMania.
It was set up as such, yes.
I texted Davin right before it. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, really, yes.
I was just looking for Donald to like hook Hillary's tights and wrap her up in the I assure you it's not a small package for the victory.
And I feel bad. I couldn't see much of the debate because I was at a must band rehearsal last night. Yeah.
I'm sure the world has changed for the positive.
Yes.
First off, a positive on Trump. I thought the coloring people did a very good job with his shade of orange. This was the least John Boehner-ish I've seen Donald Trump in over a year. He looked human. I thought it was good because, you know, we're approaching Halloween. I know it's pumpkin season. The tendency is to go even more orange, and Trump likes to double down. But I think they did a good job on the shading. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, that's true. Funny. He looked a lot less Oompa Oompa than he has in a while.
Yes, it was good to see human Trump. I felt Hillary looked very poised, or as Breitbart News calls it, comatose and on death's door.
The dress looked nice. The outfit looked nice last night.
Well, you know what? We don't critique the man's outfit, so let's not critique her outfit. But yeah, she didn't look like she was from outer space.
The only reason I'm critiquing her outfit is that she looks like Chrissy's friend on Three's Company most of the time.
I mean, sometimes they are ridiculous. But she's a 70-year-old woman. What do you want her to wear? Mm-hmm. You wanted to wear a thong and pasties? No.
Something not as colorful.
Well, she was red. She wore red.
But I'm not talking about last night. I'm talking about other press conference. But, you know,
she looked good.
Rallies and such.
Donald, I don't know if you saw this, Joe. Pip and I picked up on this. Had a very bad case of the sniffles. He was like sniffling like there was no tomorrow. And I think clearly Crooked Hillary rubbed herself in cat dander so as to elicit that reaction from Donald to make him look unfit. I think it was an evil left plot.
You look under the podium, there's a cat.
Yeah, just rubbing up against Donald trying to kick it away.
This cat, well, it's going to be great, I'm telling you.
I'm going to make dander great again.
I'm going to make dander great.
He was sniffing like there was no tomorrow.
It's a cat under the podium. He's like, meow.
It's just like, blow your nose, stupid. Yeah. People are thinking maybe it's cocaine.
It didn't sound like he was sniffing to me. It sounded like he was having trouble catching his breath.
No, it sounded like sniffing. It sounded like...
Oh,
no,
I thought it was like...
No,
know?
He wasn't mouth breathing. But here's the thing. Trump says Hillary does not have the stamina to be president. If you're going to say that, you can't be sniffing and drinking a lot of water and losing energy throughout the debate like you're powering down. Mm. You can't. I mean, if you're going to be the stamina guy, and the reality is both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have enough stamina to do this.
But when
the schedule they're on is ridiculous.
I know, but when she was going over stamina, because that's one part I did listen to, when she was talking about what it takes to stamina, she also mentioned testifying.
Yeah, but she was
I know, but still, he could have gone right in there. That was like an open, ready for an open jab.
He's not that type of guy.
Really? Not last night.
But listen, I just think it's ridiculous because the alt-right, control-alt-right, puts forward that she's really sick.
Yeah.
And she looked healthier last night. Mm. I think both are perfectly fine to run for president.
Yeah, Trump back to Joe's point, I do think that she lobbed one in there. I was like, you really want to go there?
He was off
you
his
really
game.
You really want to open that up?
He was off his game. Trump said the birther issue is over because he wants the country to focus on more important things. Like for the past 5 years, we didn't have anything to focus on as he's putting this garbage out there. It was basically like, well, I've gotten what I need to get out of it, so I'm done with it. He was basically a child who was finished with his toy.
Yes.
Yes. That's ridiculous. This was a particularly hilarious moment to me. Trump said Hillary has been fighting ISIS her whole adult life. Which makes no sense unless ISIS is the code name for all the skanks Bill's been banging.
Did you tweet that?
Yeah, I did.
All right. I'm not busting your chops. You should have. Yeah, that's a great line. Yeah.
I have no idea what Trump was talking about. It makes no sense. I had no idea
what he was thinking there.
No, I was very proud of Donald that he did not call her names. I thought that was a win for Trump.
It sounds like me. You're proud of me. Like we go into a meeting, yes. And I don't start an argument.
Yes, it's the same scale. Same scale for president. Same scale for radio show. Let's just get out of here without losing a limb.
Right.
That's my goal every week.
There you go.
He brought up Rosie O'Donnell, which I thought was odd. He bragged about not paying taxes, like the rest of us that do pay taxes are a bunch of morons. I don't understand the game.
He talked about not paying federal taxes, and then he went on and on about how the other countries in the UN are supposed to be paying their share. It's like, dude, do you not get how federal taxes work?
He talked about Hillary brought up that he didn't always pay contractors, and he said, well, maybe they didn't do a good job. To which Betty White, of all people, tweeted out that, you know, you should stay at a Trump resort and don't pay. Just say you are unsatisfied. Like, this is a way to do business. No, as Joe has said, if I'm not satisfied with it, do the job properly. You don't get to not pay. You make them do the job to your satisfaction. But I believe he offered some of these people more work. He used Sean Hannity as a reference. Unlike his positions on something like interviews he'd done with Sean Hannity. Going to Sean Hannity is like going to Al Sharpton. You are going to the bottom of the well. Only the most partisan, hackish people want to hear anything from Hannity
or
Sharpton.
Well, what did he mean by that? What did he comment from Sean Hannity?
No, the interviews that he had had with Sean Hannity after the interview he had with Howard Stern, like a year later, on his position with Iraq. In summary, and then we'll take our next break, I don't think anything's changed. I think if you like Trump, you still like Trump. If you liked Hillary, you probably like her a little bit more now. Maybe there's some swing voters that have changed, but I don't know. I think it could have been a lot worse for Trump. I think it was a bad night. I think it could have been a lot worse. I expect him to do better. Pip?
Yeah, I agree with your assessment. I don't think that it changed anybody's mind, but, I mean, if somebody was like, well, which poison, you know, I think that the people who are more inclined towards Hillary might have thought that she did better there, but it was, and I was waiting for him to, like, really lose his mind completely at some point and say something egregious, but he didn't.
No.
And that was kind of disappointing entertainment-wise.
It was.
He did do better than I thought.
I wish he would have grabbed a steel chair.
Let me ask you a question really quick. If you felt that he did go, you know, he kind of restrained himself, do you think he was better off restraining himself or not restraining himself?
He's better off restraining. It's a woman. You can't go after Hillary Clinton the way you go after Lion Ted Cruz.
We
saw that with Killer Clinton. He did himself a service.
So it's a learning curve of him, and maybe he played it smart last night.
The problem with Donald Trump is it's always been the problem with Donald Trump. He doesn't have command of the facts. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the biggest thing. He had a very strong first 30 minutes when he was talking about trade, and then he kind of petered out.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do better. But if you like Trump, you still like Trump. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I have something I don't like. I'm going to complain about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We're back. You're listening to Davin's Den, having fun with debates. Something was not up for debate this weekend. I have a huge stink that I must get off my chest. It's as important as the debates, I think. It's just that important, Joe and Pip. So first we'll clue up the "you stink" bumper.
You stink!
They should play that after bad answers on debates.
That they almost did last night.
If one of them gets caught in a lie, instead of like Lester Holt saying that's not true, you just see him go, "You stink."
That'd be great.
That's the move. Let's not argue with the candidates. Let's just say you stink.
Funny.
All right. So on Saturday, I'm driving to my gig, and I'm dragging a bit because I got home very late on Friday night. And I know it's going to be like at least another 6 hours until I get home. I also know if I drink coffee before I get close to the gig, because I got a 2+ hour drive, I'm going to have to stop to pee at least once, probably.
Right, so you're on the way to the gig.
I am on the way to the gig.
Okay.
I know there's a Dunkin' Donuts 5 minutes away from the club. I'll decide I'll get some coffee there. The only question is whether it'll be iced coffee or hot coffee.
Mm.
I have already decided I'm going to go with the pumpkin spice.
Jesus.
It's the season, Joe. These are the types of executive decisions I make.
Right, yes.
I pull into the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot at 8:28 p.m. I have plenty of time before the show, so I figure, you know what? I'm going to get myself a nice cup of coffee, maybe a little donut, read my book.
Nice.
Relax. Sounds perfect. So I go in to the Dunkin' Donuts, but I don't. See, I put my hand on the handle, but the door's not pulling out. It's not a push in either. It's locked. I look at the door. It's eight. It says close at 8:30. Two things here. First of all, it's 8:28. You should not be closed. Second of all, it's 8:30. You're a Dunkin' Donuts. How dare you?
Well, it depends where the office in the middle, because a lot of them, if it's in the middle of nowhere, close that.
It's on
early.
A highway.
Really?
Yes.
Main thoroughfare?
As main as you get for Bristol.
Okay.
Bristol, PA.
Okay. I think I know the one. Yeah, really?
Yeah. All right. Here's the thing. You're a Dunkin' Donuts. You've sold yourself as America runs on Dunkin', mm-hmm. on your coffee. You know when America wants coffee? First thing in the morning to start their day, late at night, so they can get home, maybe sober up. You don't get to close at 8:30 in the evening. You don't have that option.
This is going to be the worst argument because I have no sympathy for you, because if you actually went down under the interstate down there, there's a 7-Eleven that I get coffee at when I'm coming home from that show, like at 4, 3, 2, 12 in the night. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. That's nothing to do with the point. Stay on topic, Joe.
Sorry. I keep on thinking that we're in the car. Actually in the car.
Yeah, we were in the car.
go down here.
Second point.
Right.
You say you close at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to close at 8:28. You stay open. You don't get to cut off those 120 seconds, and who knows how long you've been closed. You have a duty. Bunch of garbage right there. Yeah, I think if a business is going to close before the hours they say, that next time we have rioters and looters, we give them a map of the first places
to loot. Fresh is that coffee going to be at 8:28?
I don't care.
Really?
I don't care.
Really? You should
so
care.
So then I'm like, fine, I'll go to a gas station. Sometimes the gas stations have coffee. I find one that has.
Yeah, there's a 24-hour Sheets there.
No, I think we're talking about different places.
Really?
Yeah, we might have approached it from a
different place. I think you're going an opposite direction than when I go. All right. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, they have pumpkin spice. I will get myself a pumpkin spice coffee. I turn the little nozzle. Nothing happens. There's no pumpkin spice coming. I look at the sign. It says, if you want pumpkin spice, just give us 4.5 minutes and we'll make it. No. No, no, no. If you have regular coffee and hazelnut coffee ready to go, you have pumpkin spice coffee. You are a gas station. Nobody's hanging out with the cigarettes and off-brand condoms.
Like
this isn't a Starbucks.
I like the way you say, you're a gas station. We're here. You how do you make the best coffee?
No, you're a gas station.
You're a gas station.
Never mind fuel. You make coffee.
If you're
going to
have the
coffee.
Convenience area, you're going to do it right. I want my coffee hot and ready on demand with a chance of making me sick. The same way as a Vegas curl girl. It's the same damn thing. So, Bristol Coffee, you stink. Last segment of the show, then you can do whatever you do after the show. I don't care. It's not my business. It's not Joe's business. It's not Bip's business. Do what you can do. Pull up your pants. I don't care. But we've dropped some nonsense on you, so I guess we'll drop some knowledge.
Mm.
Although we did drop knowledge. I think the whole zombie alien thing, it was enlightening.
Because when that day comes, you'll be prepared.
Exactly. You'll know how you want to die. So Yahoo got hacked, and I don't mean a guy, somebody from the company came up and did the arms.
Very inside, but funny.
Yes, exactly. Yahoo got hacked. They announced over 500 users had their information stolen in 2014. They suspect it was done by a foreign government. They obtained consumers' names, email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, hashed passwords, and more. In some cases, they also stole security questions and answers that would let the hackers access the account. The good news is Yahoo used a type of cryptography called hashing to protect the passwords. And, of course, this means that the hackers would, in some cases, have to use powerful computers to crack the passwords one at a time. But, again, if they're hackers, they might have that, since they're hacking Yahoo.
Yeah.
But I guess if it's just a bunch of scamps, or as Donald Trump calls it, maybe, one 400-pound guy sitting on his bed. That's what he called a hacker last night. They said, is it Russia? He goes, yeah, we don't know. Could be a 400-pound guy sitting on his
bed. Just making know who I am.
And he also said that his son, Baron, who's 10 years old, is very good at computers, so perhaps he could probably do cybersecurity. Yes.
Secretary of Technology.
Yes. I mean, I wish I was making jokes here, but this really happened. So I think that was the real debate of absurdity. But anyway, I digress. So the problem is people who still use common passwords hackers, they can still get into the, they test those first. So if you use like 12345 mm-hmm. or the word password or I love you, chances are you got hacked. Right. Also, since Yahoo says some user security questions are compromised, the hackers will have an easy way into those accounts as well. So they say if you haven't changed your password since late 2014, which is when the breach occurred, you should do so immediately. Yahoo also says they'll be contacting affected users and asking them to supply alternate means of account verification. So this probably means you'll be asked to replace those security questions with some sort of two-factor authentication.
Right, right.
They want you to keep an eye on any other accounts which may have used in the same password. Because sometimes if you open up another email account mm-hmm. or Facebook, for instance, they want you to revert back to one email account. So, like, for instance, like if I had Facebook.
Yes. You know, if you forget your password, right. they can send it to the other one or something.
Right.
So that's what they were saying about that. They say a common tactic for hackers to take is usernames, passwords, and they steal from one site, and then they try to log in with them elsewhere. So they might try to use that on, like, Facebook.
Oh, because it's connected. So they'll go here, they'll probably find your name, and they'll go to something else to see if that will lead them into the path to get
because
that going.
Most of us are too lazy to remember multiple things.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, the funny thing is, nowadays...
Joe, there's nothing funny about this.
Yeah. But the thing about it is that you have so many... It used to be when, you know, computers first came around and you had that stuff. You would go, you would maybe have two things you would do online. Now, you do so many things online. I mean, I've got about 10 different accounts with 10 different password combinations that... And it's just... It
gets cumbersome.
It really does.
Yeah. But The story, there was a story in early August described how a hacker was trying to sell Yahoo accounts on the internet. Now, we've seen this because when we infiltrate some of the scamming sites.
The scammers do it. Yeah.
We see how they try to, how they use their hacking right. tools and sell information. So this isn't surprising. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean the earlier episodes connected with the mega breach. I have a Yahoo account. Does anybody have a Yahoo account?
I have one, yes.
It was my first.
Yeah, I do.
It was my first email account.
Really, I'm still a dope with AOL.
Well, not just AOL.
Yeah, you know, but
you're a dope with me.
Yeah,
I have AOL.
Yeah, I got AOL,
but you pay for it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm stupid. I just as soon as everything gets straightened out, over in Curry Land, I will work on that. But I do have my secondary is Yahoo, and I have several accounts on my Yahoo against my Yahoo.
Did you
account.
Guys get notified?
I haven't used my Yahoo account in so long because I pretty much switched over to MSN.
Yeah, same with me. I still use my AOL. I use my Yahoo. Like, if I have to get clips to you and have a problem with AOL, I'll shoot them over on Yahoo.
So you don't even know if you've been notified?
No. I actually would have to check my Yahoo account and see if I have been.
Yahoo's my primary.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of primaries, but Yahoo's definitely one of my primaries.
I'm actually going to be probably swinging over to Yahoo as my primary to get weaned off of AOL.
Should I let them know you'll be coming? Joe's going to be swinging on by. He'd like to talk.
Sit down, have a cup of coffee.
He would like to bring his free email service, which is not free to him, to your free email service. How do you feel about having Joe? I can vouch for him. He's a fine man.
He's a fine man. Stupid, doesn't know the value of a buck, but he'll go in there.
You say so.
No, I'm a cheapskate.
Only they're getting bought by Verizon.
Yeah, and also with this, they also said that coinciding with this hacking, Verizon is also a little bit concerned because
right.
they're going to be doing this purchase.
My Yahoo account has been hacked in the past, mm-hmm. but since I switched this password, and it might be in 2014, I'm not sure, mm-hmm. I have not had an issue.
Right.
So I'm a little hesitant to start messing around.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be going on to my Yahoo and double-checking that just to find out. You know, that's a good idea. I didn't figure that out.
Well, good thing we did the story.
Yes.
When they hack into this, what is it that they're, possibly getting? Is it because they're going to get into your emails and look for, mine it for good information?
They're looking for Hillary's emails.
Yeah, right.
They're
looking for names, email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, hash passwords that we discussed previously.
Because remember, all this stuff, a lot of people have, like, their bank accounts, their credit cards, because a lot of people pay online.
Yeah.
Now.
And usually they always ask for your email, you know, your email address as the link in to a bank account or, you know, something
right.
like that.
I mean, potentially,
right.
you know, you get the main email account. It could be a treasure trove of information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. So that's an important thing to those guys.
I don't know. Should I delete my account?
No. Just change your password. Your password and your combination. Then you should be fine.
I think once again we're confronted with the question of society, as we see more and more of these breaches happen, they're pushing us to be more convenient, but they can't keep us safe. So are we going to have to push back as a society and go paperback?
Here's the deal. A lot of internet experts that we've had on our show have always said you have to change your accounts frequently, very frequently. Do we do it? No, not really, because it's kind of an inconvenience to sit there and change it. Because you, as soon as you learn your new combination, they want you to change it. They're suggesting that you change it again.
Right.
So, you know, it's a little, you know, you have to, you got to decide what you have, what it's worth, what would happen if it's hacked, and what your time is worth to rechange your passwords every month.
It's a burden. I miss the good old days. Joe, where will you be?
I am going to be nowhere.
Perfect. Enjoy Joe nowhere.
Thank you.
Let's see. Thursday, October 6th, I'll be at Biagio's in Paramus, New Jersey for a Republican fundraiser. For tickets, call 201-522-2173. 201-522-2173. Follow us on Facebook, or like us on Facebook, Davins Den. Follow us on Twitter, at Davins Den. Hear the whole show that you don't get to hear. You go to davinsden.com, uncensored. Definitely do that. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.